Tellson's Bank in Paris was in a large building south of the river, close to the heart of the city. Mr. Lorry had arrived in Paris some days before Charles Darnay, and was now living in some rooms above the bank. One evening, looking out of the window, he saw that a large grindstone had been brought into the square below. There was a wild, shouting crowd around it, busy sharpening their knives and swords and axes, which were already red with blood. With shaking hands, Mr. Lorry closed the window. He had decided to go downstairs and talk to the bank guards, when suddenly the door of his room opened and Lucy and her father ran in.
"Lucy! Manette! What has happened? Why are you here?"
cried Mr. Lorry.
"Charles is in Paris," cried Lucy. "He came to help an old family servant, but he's been taken to prison."
At that moment, the shouts of the crowd outside grew louder.
"What is that noise?" asked the doctor.
"Don't look out!"
cried Mr. Lorry.
"My friend," said the doctor, "I am safe in Paris. I was a prisoner in the Bastille. Everybody knows about me and how I suffered. Already people want to help me. They gave us news of Charles." "Even so, don't look outside. Where is Charles?"
"In the prison of La Force."
"La Force? Dear Lucy, you can do nothing tonight. You must go to one of the rooms here and wait. I must talk with your father at once."
Lucy kissed him and left the room.